Wow, is that a request? Nick Frazier. This is a good song right here.
Name Anita Baker.
Yeah. So apparently this is a request from Jim Wyatt, our next guest here on Willie and D-Man.
Jim, you, oh my goodness. Hey, Jim got extra points for me.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that
Baker?
Song in a long
man,
time.
Man, come on. I ain't know new, many people still knew about Anita Baker now, man. Come on. Man, yeah, Jim, you get some brownie points for that one.
Yeah, well, somebody let the cat out of the bag. I was an Anita Baker fan. back in the day, I used to listen to a little Rapture. So I like Anita Baker. And now 102.5 listeners know about it, too.
Yes. Jim Wyatt is with TennesseeTitans.com. He's done some great work. He's covered the team from the very, very beginning. So, Jim, first off, we have a question of the day from our text line. Is Olympic sport, obscure Olympic sport, you can even just – wave a magic wand, even if it's not a current Olympic sport that you could make it, that you could medal in. What would it be?
I tell you, that's a tough one. It's funny. Nick gave me a little heads up on the way in that this may come up, and I kind of scanned the list of Olympic sports to see what I could excel. I wouldn't excel at any of them. Wouldn't certainly win a medal in any of them, but I'd probably say table tennis.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
So you got a little Forrest Gump gene in you.
Maybe so. Yeah, table that, but that's about it. I mean, I'd maybe get a few serves off and maybe get a point or two, but I wouldn't last long.
So, D-Mace, in the quad box, uh-huh. Does table tennis come in there at all?
Tennis come in the quad box. Yeah. Yes, it's there. I watched doubles yesterday. Doubles table.
Now, that's exciting.
Table tennis, yeah. So, table tennis does, they are on the quad box. Hey, Jim, do you watch the quad box for the Olympics?
I don't know if I watch the quad box much.
Come on, Jim. You got to get in the quad box, man. It's the best thing ever.
It's too much. It's too much.
Willie says too much. It's too stimulating. He got to pay attention to one thing. Nick and I are like, listen, the quad box is where it is.
I have to say, the Olympics is the problem with the Olympics when they're in a different time zone is I'm on Twitter so much that everything's spoiled for me. So I'm usually locking in on something I haven't seen instead of the quad box, which is maybe distracting me a little bit.
Well, one thing you're going to want to come back and see is Simone Biles' first vault. That was pretty incredible. So she is off to a good start here. We're keeping an eye on the women's all-around gymnastics. But, Jim, we brought you on to talk Titans. So let's start with this. I think we were all a little concerned about Tavondre Sweat and getting off to a good start. You go back year by year in training camps, and sometimes there are rookies that just can't get started. They get behind early. They pull a muscle or something. Knock on wood, though, Sweat has gotten off to a very good start in these practices.
Yeah, and I think the big thing for him was just getting in shape, and I don't know that he's there yet. And there's really no way he could have gotten there by anything he did this offseason because football shape's different than just regular conditioning. You know, Derek could tell you that, and especially for a big offensive lineman who's having to, you know, go hand-to-hand with some of these big guys across the line of scrimmage and having to finish plays and having, you know, 300-pound linemen, you know, make your work extra harder. There's nothing you can do during the offseason that's going to get you ready for that. But I think he's gotten in better shape. You know, he has not been perfect, I think, so far. But I tell you, each practice I watch him, it seems like I notice him settling in a little bit more. You know, Tracy Rocker's really coaching him up. And I think the big thing with him is his attitude. I mean, he wants to be good. He's willing to put the work in. And I've been encouraged by what I've seen from him the first week.
Now, Jim, with them losing Denico Autry, what will it mean if Sweat can not necessarily replace the sacks? Because I don't think at his position he can replace the sacks. But it's not all about sacks. What if he does come on, what does this mean for that defense?
And I'm sorry, Derek, because I had a guy coming here. Yeah. I'm doing this on the porch outside. The guy came by. I didn't hear the player you mentioned. The lawnmower just went past me. Who'd you mention there?
No, I was saying now that DeNico Autry is gone and his 10.5 sacks, 11.5 sacks are gone as well, what will it mean for that defensive front or that defensive alone if Tavondre Sweat can really come on this season? Now, you won't get the sacks. That you won't get the 11, 12 sacks that DeNico gave you, but I think you will get the pressure, which may mean other guys get sacks.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it would be huge. I mean, I think this defense is going to look different. I mean, obviously, Autry's been such a productive player for them and given them such a great boost in the stat sheet because he has been productive getting the quarterback. But I think the defense is going to look different. You know, not only up front, but just the way they attack with Denard Wilson. I think you're going to see a lot more pressures coming from other players. I mean, a guy like Jamal Adams, who's going to be used, I think, primarily as a blitzer, watching some of these practices early in camp, how aggressive they have been. You know, I think if Sweat is able to be good himself and demand extra blockers on him, and it's got to allow these other guys more of an opportunity to get home and to create havoc. So, I mean, I was watching practice yesterday with Hop and Brad Hopkins, not D Hop, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how Sweat is kind of Albert Haynesworth reincarnated, and if he can be disruptive and take up extra blockers, that's going to free up a whole bunch of guys in the defense to really have success.
We're talking with Jim Wyatt, Titans.com, discussing the Tennessee Titans and their training camp. Now, one guy I think everyone's interested in, but no one wants to sort of put the cart before the horse just yet, is Treylon Burks. You had a interview with him this weekend after the practice there at the stadium. And what did you come away with? Because to me, I'm watching it and I'm thinking this is a young man that seems to be at peace with whatever he's, you know, whatever happens this season. It seems like he's come in better shape. His body looks different. He just seems like a different player than what we had seen the previous two seasons.
Yeah, I agree. And the pressure is never off in the NFL, mm-hmm. but I think for him, you know, it's so much different. You know, he came in here as a rookie after A.J. Brown was traded. Everybody's looking at him to replace A.J. He had the conditioning issues. You know, he had the asthma issues he was dealing with. Last year looked like he was poised for a really good second season and then has the injury in Minnesota. He had the concussion later in the season, just never really could get on track, and I think a lot of people kind of written him off. And you go out and get Tyler Boyd, you go out and get Calvin Ridley, you already have DeAndre Hopkins, so those are three guys you're counting on being your top three receivers. And a lot of people have kind of forgotten about Burks. He, you know, kind of made light of what he could do, and you know, tweeted out this offseason about him potentially, you know, being a gunner or being used as a returner on kickoffs, and that's greeted with, well, this is your first round pick. This is all he's bringing to the table. You know, people have kind of forgotten about him, and meanwhile he has worked and and I think he's motivated, but I don't think he feels the pressure anymore that he did. He's in great shape. He's getting ready to have a daughter. He's grown up a lot. You know, he looks like a different player. But with all that said, he looked different this time last year too. And now he's got to stay healthy. But I think he's a pretty darn good player to be maybe fourth on your depth chart at the position.
Exactly. Now you've talked with Brian Callahan and you've talked with Tank Talbert. I'm pretty sure. What are their expectations for Treylon? How do you think they're going to try to use him? Because obviously he looks good in camp right now, but we've seen this before with Treylon, and it seems like it ends with him having some type of injury and then having a setback, so we really don't get a chance to really see what he can do. But what are they expecting, and how are they expecting to use him potentially?
Well, I think a lot depends on what happens with some of the other guys in front of him, because, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be on the field, and same with Ridley, and same with Boyd for that matter. So there's probably not a lot of snaps for Treylon Burks. But you know how the league works, and guys get hurt, and unexpected things happen. I think he's going to get chances, and I think he'll take advantage of those. I think he's got a chance to be this team's kick returner, and he'll have a chance to make plays there. And I think the more success he has and the opportunities that he gets, the more he'll be able to do. But he's going to have a hard time, in my mind, passing some of those other guys I mentioned. And so he just needs to keep himself ready and be ready to contribute in the event somebody goes down.
Jim, we're talking to Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, when you talk to the coaches about the new kick return, what kind of answers are you getting? I think this is one of the biggest wild cards of the season coming up here. And you mentioned Treylon Burks maybe being the guy that they try to use. This is going to be completely different than anything we've ever seen, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be. There's so much unknown. Like, I'm curious myself in what it ends up looking like and how guys, you know, how coaches, you know, decide on the right personnel, both in the return game and the coverage teams. I mean, are you better off with a fast, shifty guy back there, or are you better off with somebody who's fast but maybe a little bit stronger that can break one tackle and find himself in open space? I mean, we had a meeting with the officiating crew here in the week to kind of go through all the nuances of the new play. As you guys know, it's completely different than anything we've ever seen. I've watched them work on it here. I watched them yesterday work in, I think, five different combinations with two guys back. Again, that started with Treylon Burks and Tajay Spears, and it kind of rotated a number of guys through there, and all of them were kind of different body types. So where that ends up landing and what we see in the preseason starting tonight is going to be interesting. And I just hope it doesn't turn into a flag fest, because you got so many guys in tight space that it just seems to me like there's going to probably be a lot more holding calls there.
Yeah, it might just as well be, especially to start off. It'd be interesting to see tonight. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. It'd be interesting to see how they sort of run that special team unit, that kickoff, and we get an opportunity to see it firsthand tonight at the Hall of Fame game. So that's going to be interesting.
Somebody bust one.
Exactly. See if somebody bust one.
And how they do it.
And how they do it, what schemes they're using. But, Jim, tell me this, because I find this season coming up, a season where people are really anticipating the start of the NFL season. I don't think there's been any other season, at least that comes to mind, where it seems like the anticipation for the season to start is higher than it's ever been. Maybe it's because all these quarterbacks are getting paid. You know, you got these new quarterbacks that are coming in, starting with Caleb Williams, and you're trying to figure out, are these guys going to be the next sort of bunch of quarterbacks that are going to usher in this new wave of plan, or these guys getting that the money that they're getting. But it just seems like to me this season is more of a, people are anticipating this season to start than they ever have. That may be just me, Jim.
I mean, I certainly feel excitement. I mean, I think especially if you're focused on the AFC, mm-hmm. which of course, I focused on the entire league, but I looked at what the Titans are competing against in the AFC, and there's so much newness and so much, so much improvement that have made to teams in that conference, especially in the AFC South, where the Texans become one of the favorites. I do think that Titans are going to be competitive this year. I think they got a chance to compete for the division, but everybody's better. I mean, the Texans are better. We know what the Chiefs are going to do. We know the Ravens now with Derrick Henry. There's been so much movement in the league. I think it's created some excitement as well. I am with you in the fact that all these new young quarterbacks add an extra excitement. And so don't have too much longer to go.
Jim, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck with your table tennis career moving forward here for the next Olympics in L.A. 4 years from now.
We should be seeing Jim Wyatt.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah, sorry,
Jim Wyatt, Forrest Gump, double team.
And I'm sorry about the background noise. That's training camp for you. I come out here to try to do this interview, and the guy here working on the grass.
Oh, believe me, we've done many radio shows with that guy interrupting our show every 30 seconds or however long it takes for him to go down and back, taking care of the field. Jim, great stuff. Thanks.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
All right, Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com, does a great job for them. I want to get more into this kickoff thing when we come back, because I don't think people really realize what this is going to look like. We've talked about it about a week ago, and I don't know if we've learned a ton, but there's a couple tidbits I found out yesterday that I didn't really know. And like you said, there's a game tonight, so I don't know if we're going to have heard of any of the players playing. They don't tend to play the starters in these games, but it will be a great experiment to see what these teams try to do. And I think every special teams coach is going to want every clip of every kickoff in this game for that reason. 737-1025. We also have some fun entries in the sport they think they could compete best in the Olympics. So we'll read those when we come back as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Willie and D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game.